Good morning, I'm Nivariti Manu, and this is your Morning News Fix for Friday, 19th of April. In this update, investigations into the sudden ram-related death of two hobby farmers at their Waitakere property continue today. It's believed a rogue ram attacked and killed the retired couple at the Anzac Valley Road address yesterday morning. The pair, both in their 80s, were found in a paddock by their son who had gone looking for them. The ram was shot dead by officers. Police have completed a scene examination and will investigate on behalf of the coroner. Firefighters have been applauded for their empathy, skill and ingenuity in dealing with Cyclone Gabrielle and the Auckland anniversary floods. An operational review of the disasters has also highlighted improvements that could be made. Fire and Emergency Operational Commander Russell Wood says some of those have already been completed, while others are being worked through. He says this is the first time fens played such a large role in a severe weather event response, but it won't be the last.
It's really important that as a collective we learn from these events and can better integrate and deliver our services, you know, for the benefit of the country.
The dangerous buildings notice slapped on Auckland City Gardens apartments is being contested by its body corporate lawyer. Despite defects being found with its fire safety systems, Tim Rainey argues the building isn't dangerous. Claudia O'Neill reports.
Residents of the Central Auckland apartment building were told they could have until Monday to evacuate if a meeting today deemed it unsafe. But Tim Rainey says the notice is unreasonable and the deadline unrealistic. He says he's been advised the building is safe to be occupied, but there's still some long-term issues the body corporate is working with the council to address.
A sobering study of ED staff across Australia and New Zealand revealing the harmful impact of alcohol on staff, patients and care. Nearly 45% of staff report they frequently experience physical threats from alcohol-affected patients, and more than 70% report they frequently experience verbal abuse. A survivor of abuse in state care fears the government risks repeating its past. The government plans to repeal legislation requiring Oranga Tamariki to uphold Te Tiriti, triggering an urgent Waitangi Tribunal hearing. Section 7AA ensures uplifted children stay connected to their whakapapa by placing them within whānau, hapū or iwi groups wherever possible. Tupua Ehrlich was taken from his whānau when he was 5 and gave evidence in 2022 to the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in State Care. He says he's still on a journey of regathering his reo and identity to share with his children.
That's something that I should have had my whole life, and so there is that struggle there, and it's going to take generations to undo it. So when we have the government turn around and fail to acknowledge our rights, it's just another stab in the back.
And in sport, the Storm have beaten the Roosters 18-12 to open round 7 of League's NRL in a game marred by 22 errors and 17 penalties. Unbeaten Franklin have run out 105-70 winners against Otago in NBL basketball. Bulls guard Luther Muhammad recorded 25 points, 6 rebounds and 3 steals. New Zealand's opening T20 cricket international against Pakistan at Rawalpindi has been washed out after 2 balls, but that still left time to dismiss Tim Robinson for a duck on debut. I'm Nivariti Manu, that's your latest news fix, and we'll be back with the next update at midday from the Newstalk ZB Newsroom.